100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump has suggested that Israel and Hamas are close to agreeing to a ceasefire. But today, the Gaza Health Ministry is accusing Israeli forces of opening fire at a food distribution site in Gaza, killing many and injuring hundreds. ABC's Ian Panels in Tel Aviv.
More than 30 people killed trying to get food in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Ambulances packed with victims flooding into Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The militants and eyewitnesses accusing Israeli forces of opening fire near a U.S.-run food distribution center. The IDF saying it's unaware of injuries caused by its troops, but it's reviewing what happened.
President Trump has polled his nominee to lead NASA, Jared Isaacman, a billionaire entrepreneur with ties to Elon Musk. The president cited a review of his previous associations. And two people, including a police officer, killed in a Los Angeles shooting. Another officer hurt. This is ABC News. Four men and two women took a short trip to space Saturday aboard Blue Origin's Shepard capsule.
Mission NS-32 took the crew just past the Kármán line, an internationally recognized boundary of space 62 miles above Earth. The capsule then returning with the help of three giant parachutes, landing in the West Texas desert 10 minutes after launch. Blue Origin has now launched 12 passenger flights since the suborbital spacecraft carried Amazon and Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos and three others into space in July of 2021. Olivia Rubin, ABC News, New York.
Delta says that a flight with nearly 200 people on board was forced to turn back to Atlanta because of a pressurization issue. It happened Friday night. Nobody was hurt. The airline apologized to its customers for travel delays. The NBA Finals are set. They tip off Thursday, and they'll pit the Indiana Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder after the Pacers knocked off the New York Knicks. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this. Spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, I'm Amelia, inviting you to GIG, or Growing in God, at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Hi, I'm Bree.
Hi, I'm Madison.
Hi, I'm Elise.
We're inviting you to GIG,
or Growing in God,
at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
GIG starts at 5:15 Wednesday nights.
Dinner is served, followed by singing, dancing, crafts, all in a God-centered place.
Check us out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Bo. We're on Facebook at Willow Valley Church.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another quiet start to the day here across the region with high pressure parked right over Wisconsin. It's bringing some frosty temperatures to parts of northern and northeast Wisconsin this morning. Otherwise, patchy fog around here. Looks like we'll see quite a bit of sunshine today, but it will be a little hazy with some of that smoke suspended high in the atmosphere. Now, we do expect temperatures to be seasonably mild. Tomorrow is still looking
looking like the warmest day of the week with gusty south to southwest winds and sunshine boosting temperatures about 10 degrees above normal. Humidity will climb as we get into Tuesday as a front approaches from the west. That'll mean some showers and thunderstorms break out by late morning and continue through the late evening. Right now, it looks like we could see a good inch or so across much of the area. And behind that, temperature still pretty nice for the rest of the week, but some spotty shower activity possible with weak weather systems rippling through. Your forecast for today calls for patchy fog lifting early, otherwise hazy sunshine, high 76 with variable winds up to 5. Tonight, clear, partly cloudy, low 52. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and very summer-like with a high of 87, south to southwest wind 10 to 20. As we head into Tuesday, look for a low of 66, high in the mid-70s, turning cloudy with showers and storms building up by late morning. Up to an inch of rain is possible through the late evening. Thursday, a small chance of showers early in the day in the southeast tip of the region, breaks of sun developing, low 54, high 77. Thursday, mostly cloudy with isolated light showers, low in the mid-50s, high 76. Friday, variably cloudy, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the day, high 77. And Saturday, partly sunny, still a chance of a spotty shower, thunderstorm, high 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is, with hazy sunshine, 50 degrees. And that is up from a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high, 74, and no precipitation. A record high on this day set all the way back in 1934 at 100. A record low, 33, set in 1992. Last year on this date, our high was 66 and our low, 58. Sunset today will be at 8:35, sunrise tomorrow at 5:24. No precipitation. The barometer, though, is on the rise. It's at 29.97, while southwest winds are at 2. Again, it's 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Hurricane season starts in the Atlantic today, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an ENSO neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker, and with still well above normal ocean water temperatures. Pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Thanks, Brittany. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking qualified stakeholder applicants to serve on the Beaver Management Plan Committee. The DNR invites organizations with an interest in beaver management to visit the Beaver Management Plan webpage to learn more about the required qualifications, read the committee's charter, find application materials, and apply for a seat on the committee. Applications will be accepted until June 20th. The purpose of the BMPC is to provide input to the DNR while it develops an updated beaver management plan. 10 committee seats will be available by application to interested stakeholder organizations, which will represent a variety of interests regarding beavers in Wisconsin. Representation on the committee will include organizations that represent trapping, fishing and cold water, wetlands and habitat, environmental, conservation and education, and agricultural. One additional stakeholder seat is available for a qualified organization or individual with a unique perspective on beaver management that does not belong to the broad interest groups mentioned. Additional seats on the BMPC will be reserved for staff from the DNR, the federal government, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, and Wisconsin's tribal nations. Updating the Beaver Management Plan will occur through 2026 to ensure enough time for public participation and incorporation of the most recent scientific data. Forming the BMPC is the first step in the process. In the coming months, the DNR will hold a public input opportunity to gather feedback on the future direction of beaver management in Wisconsin. Later in the process, the DNR will release an initial draft of the Beaver Management Plan for public review and comment. Staff will digest the collected input and make necessary edits to create a final draft. The DNR will then take the final draft of the plan to the Natural Resources Board for approval. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium is asking every livestock owner to renew and update their livestock premises registration. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept, and current registrants must renew their premises registration by July 31st. All registrants should have received email registration notifications from DATCAP. However, registrants without email addresses will receive a letter this spring. Livestock owners must register their premises regardless of the number of animals they keep. There's no cost to register. DATCAP uses the information to rapidly respond to animal disease outbreaks to protect animal health, the food supply, public safety, and Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Registrant information is never shared or sold commercially. Registration renewal is required every 3 years. By reviewing the information on the renewal form and providing any updates to WLIC, current registrants can renew their premises registration or, as required, report that they no longer house livestock. Those who need to register a new location can find more information on DATCAP's website. Failing to register a premises can result in fines and ineligibility for state indemnity payments for if animals are condemned due to disease exposure. Livestock owners can register new premises or renew previous registrations by following the instructions included in the email directing to review their existing premises registration information directly online. Visiting wild.org/premises-registration-renewal. Calling WLIC at 808-808-1910 or downloading and mailing a paper application or returning the renewal form. Registrants will receive confirmation once their registration or renewal is processed. Premises ID numbers may be required by certain municipalities, organizations, and/or fairs. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Neglected graves on Oak Ridge and a forgotten cemetery. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Tales from the Tombstone, as it was written, the Oak Ridge Cemetery is another one of those neglected and almost forgotten cemeteries in the county. However, a part of that cemetery is kept under its way, the brush is cut, and the grass is mowed, and an effort has been made at least for the last resting place of old settlers in an orderly way. But for most part, berry bushes, poison ivy, weeds, tall grass, they run riot. The cemetery is quite old. Its dates coming back and as well not known, like many of the old-time burying places, it's connected with a church. The church stood on the very same site, a hewn log building erected in 1871. It is now gone, having been torn down, and no trace of it is left. Its site is now part of a hayfield, which also hides from view those who pass along the highway next to that little cemetery. An odd tree, it's a dead hickory, is used as a fence post on the south side of the cemetery. It was probably not very large when the church was built. Not large? Well, that was what was in sight. It was worth looking at. Flickers and woodpeckers, they've been at work on the tree since it's dead. For some time now, it's been carved to perfection. Down on Oak Ridge, there's a forgotten cemetery, which little is known. It's a small plot near the Stibbe farm at the junction of two roads as they meet, one of them coming from Hoosier Hollow, what will become Highway 14 soon to in the Main Ridge Road. One would not notice the three or four tombstones that are still standing there, or as it were, two of them laying there. So obscure is it, and so far forgotten, that relatives of those buried, and I quote, have never heard about it. End quote. That is, until a number of years ago, when this writer of the article has taken time to go to that tall hickory stand and make a marker for the spot. One of the stones still leans up against a fence post. A child, Jasper, is buried in that spot, along with his grandparent from the Brenneman family. Strange how folks will become separated when two are buried on Oak Ridge. The mother, Mrs. Brenneman, and her son, Mart, are buried in the Indian Creek Cemetery near the village of Orion. The father, he was buried in the Richland Cemetery, where a flag flies over his grave on each Memorial Day. That is for Anthony Brenneman, a Civil War veteran. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering a historic tree along Highway 56 near Fancy Creek.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin is before the legislature, Lisa Hale reports.
The legislative LGBTQ plus caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, that just, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory. And it's baseless.
The legislative LGBTQ plus caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, June 1st. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral Information Service. For Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, it's time for today's birthday and anniversary wishes, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we do have a nice assortment of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out as we begin the month of June. Starting off, happy birthday to June Zogbaum. Happy birthday, June, happy birthday from the grandkids and great grandma. Also, happy birthday, June, who likes to jitterbug. Happy birthday to my favorite queen, partner from Sharon Pliner. Happy birthday, June, from Ken and Roy, Zoggy, and all your dancing friends. There you go. Happy birthday today, June. Hope it is a great one to June Zogbaum on the 1st of June. Happy birthday to Stacia Colstead today from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Mike Durst from Mom and Dave. Happy birthday to Gary Adams from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also, Park Street Christian Church would like to wish a happy birthday to Sue Renish. Lori and the guys send their best today. Happy birthday to Mike Durst. Blue River United Methodist Church would like to wish a birthday wish going out today to Jill Nanke. Have an awesome day today with love from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band to Nancy Olson. Another birthday wish going out to June Zogbaum today. Have an awesome day as well from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Birthday wishes go out today to Scott Swenson from Bob and Heidi. Happy birthday to Ben Shannon from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Melissa Gillette, Stacia Colstead, Lane Kronk, Donna Bauer, and Ben Shannon. The Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance wish a happy birthday to Nolan Buss, John Keller, and Hayden Lee. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish a happy birthday today to Lane Kronk, Dwayne Fisher, Cliff Judson, Stacia Colstead, and Ken Ogie. Happy anniversary today to Brian and Amanda Phillips, David and Angie Spiegel, and Ben and Morgan Neuroth from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary to Tom and Kathy Richardson from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy 75th anniversary to Bob and Heidi Shear today, and you can celebrate today at 10 at St. Barnabas Church. Everyone is welcome. Happy anniversary as well to Kim and Joe Corbin. Have an awesome year. Happy anniversary from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. They'd also like to wish a happy anniversary to Gerald and Marianne Rosing. So happy anniversary as well from Lorraine and Monty, as well as the Country Gold Band. So to all of you celebrating a big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, as we welcome in the month of June, hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Today, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Today, we start our summer coverage of home talent baseball. WRCO's Phil Nee has a look at today's local game.
It's the third week of Sunday League action in home talent baseball. Today in the Western section, Argyle will be at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Belleville, Arena at Wyota, Dodgeville at Scholesburg Benton, Muscadet at Hollandale, and Verona at Blanchardville. Today in the Northern section, Cross Plains will be at Middleton, Wanakee at Black Earth, and Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia, where the Reds are a young team. I talked to player manager Nick Stittleberg about that.
We have probably, if we don't have the youngest team in the league, we probably are very close to the top of having the youngest team in the league. And with that, of course, the kids in high school and stuff, you have to wait till their season is done. And then college kids have finals and school that they are away from home and don't get home every weekend type of thing. So the later start in the season for home talent now helps us a little with that, though. Thankfully.
Here's Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia today in area home talent baseball. Our pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch time at 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. In track state qualifiers in Division II for Richland Center, fourth place went to the boys 4x2 relay with Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden. Madeline Huber had fourth place for girls shot put. For River Valley, it was Wesley Hatfield, fourth place in the boys' 100-meter dash and fourth place in the boys' 200-meter dash. In Division III, it was Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee getting first place in the boys' 1600-meter run and second place in the boys' 3200-meter run. For Kickapoo Lafarge, first place, boys' 4x400-meter relay with Adric Eggy, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. For second place, it was the boys' 4x8 meter relay with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. And Adric Edge got a first place for the boys' 200 meter dash, first place boys' 400 meter dash, and second place boys' long jump. For Adam Boysen, he got second place in the boys' high jump. First place for Kickapoo Lafarge girls' 4x100 meter relay, Katie Rando, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer. First place in the girls' 4x200 meter relay for Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Rando. Also, for Kickapoo Lafarge, a third place, girls' 4x4-meter relay with Katie Rando, Annika Wastlik, Kendall Andolsik, and Jaden Snagel. Ava Young had third place in the girls' 100-meter dash, and Jaden Snagel had second place in the girls' 400-meter dash. The Brewers are continuing their winning streak and now have won six in a row as they have won the past two on the road against Philadelphia yesterday by a score of 17-7. As they are now over the 500 mark, they're sitting at 31-28, third place in the National League Central. Today's game against Philadelphia will be a 12:35 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Some other scores from around the league in NBA playoffs. Indiana Pacers move on as they defeat New York 125-108. So the finals are set. It'll be the Thunder versus the Pacers starting Thursday night. In National League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs held Cincinnati scoreless in a win 2-0, while Miami defeated San Francisco 1-0. The New York Mets scored an 8-2 win over Colorado. It was Pittsburgh 5, San Diego 0, and Washington defeated Arizona 11-7. Over in interleague action, Atlanta held Boston scoreless 5-0. St. Louis kept Texas from scoring 2-0, and the LA Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees easily 18-2. In American League action, it was Toronto 8, Athletics 7. Kansas City in a defensive battle defeated Detroit 1-0, while Baltimore scored a 4-2 win over the Chicago White Sox. Tampa Bay 16, Houston 3. Cleveland defeated the LA Angels 7-5, while Seattle edged out Minnesota 5-4. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what
all well and trained. Thank you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my
your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Fire that once